Today is Rosh Chodesh. Tonight will no longer be Rosh Chodesh. So what happens if you're having dinner tonight at like 5:30 and then dinner ends and it's time to bench and you realize that it's no longer Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Yalav Yavo or do you not say Yalav Yavo? One would expect that this would be a Gemara somewhere, that the Gemara would talk about this case. It's a common enough case that and it comes up in all different contexts. What happens if you're having a Sudas Purim and by the time it comes to bench, Purim is already over? What happens if you're having a Shal Shudas? By the time it comes to bench, Shabbos is already over. Surprisingly, there is no Gemara, at least not that I'm aware of, there's no Gemara that directly addresses this question. There are, however, Rishonim. Not so many, but a few Rishonim that directly address this question. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Peiches quotes a machlokas between a Tshuvas Harash, Klal Chaf Beis Ozvav, versus the Agos Maimonios and Megillah Perek Beis Halach Yadalid Os Aleph. The Rush in his Tshuva says that one can never mention Shabbos on a weekday. So if you have finished your Shalosh Shudas and you look outside and it's dark, you can no longer say Ritzei. Because since right now it is a weekday, you cannot say Ritzei on a weekday. That would be Sheker. And he says, my Raya is, what would happen if you miss Shabbos Mincha entirely? You go take a nap right after lunch on one of these very short winter Shabbos afternoons. Next thing you know, you wake up and it's 5:30 and Shabbos is over and you miss Mincha entirely. Not that it would ever happen, but let's say it would happen. So what do? The halacha is you have to do Tfilas Tashlumin at Marib. How do you do Tfilas Tashlumin? Well, the first Tfilah you daven is the Marib Shmona Esrei, weekday Shmona Esrei, and the second Tfilah is what? A weekday Shmona Esrei or a Shabbos Shmona Esrei? So weekday Shmona Esrei. Why? Because on a weekday you're only allowed to say weekday things. On a weekday you're not allowed to say Shabbos things. You're not allowed to say Shabbos Shmona Esrei. Says the Rush, same thing over here. You're benching when it's Motzai Shabbos. You cannot say Ritzei. You cannot do a Shabbos benching when it's a weekday. Furthermore, says the Rush, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis discusses people who are eating on Friday and then Shabbos arrives. So what do? Kos Rishon Omel of Birch Samosin. You bench with the first kos that you have to finish your Friday meal. Says the Tosefta in the fifth paragraph of Brachos, and say Ritzei during that benching. Aye, but the whole meal is Friday. What do you mean say Ritzei during that benching? Yeah, but right now you're benching. Right now it's Shabbos. You say Ritzei during that benching. That is the second raya of the Rush. And in fact, the Torah seems to hold this way when it comes to Sudas Purim. In Siman Tav Reish Sadiei, the Torah writes that if a person has Sudas Purim biyom and he finishes after Purim, the Torah quotes from the Rush not to say Al Hanisim in his benching. Why? Because it's no longer Purim. You can't say Al Hanisim when it's no longer Purim. That is the Shitas HaRush. The Agos Maimonios, however, says, no, we have that all the time where our Sudas Purim ends well after Purim is over. And we always say Al Hanisim at benching. That's perfectly fine because this is really, it's a benching on a Sudas Purim. So granted, right now it may not be Purim anymore, but the Suda happened on Purim, so it's totally fine. And it says, Agos Maimonios, I'll bring you a Raya. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that Rav davened Shel Shabbos B'Motzai Shabbos. He davened a Shabbos Tefillah on Motzai Shabbos. Aye, but it was still Shabbos. How can you daven Shabbos Tefillah on Motzai Shabbos? So Elamai, you see, a Raya Brura, that even though Shabbos is over, you're still allowed to say Shabbos things. One little problem with that Raya from the Gemara, that Gemara does not exist. There is no Gemara that says that. The Gemara says, Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, that Rav made an early Shabbos, that he was Moshe Mechol HaLakot. But what tefillah of Shabbos was Rav davening on Motzai Shabbos? He looked outside, it was dark outside, and then he said, Mincha? Marav is already a weekday tefillah. He said, Mincha? When it was ready night? That didn't happen. There is no such Gemara. So Rav Adi Yosef in the Tshuva and Yechav Daschel, Gimel Simon and Hay, tries to work on what in the world Agos Maimonides is talking about, and what his real Raya from the Gemara is. But be that as it may, that's what that goes my money is right. The Tshuvas Ma'aril in Siman and Vav says that he's not convinced by the Rush's Raya about Tfilas Tashlumin on Matzoy Shabbos, that you daven a weekday Tfilah. He says that doesn't prove anything. When you're davening on Matzoy Shabbos and Tfilas Tashlumin, you're starting your Tfilah on Matzoy Shabbos. Anything that you're going to start on Matzoy Shabbos, of course, is going to be a weekday thing. The benching relates to the Su'uda. It's a hemshech of the Su'uda. The Su'uda started during the daytime. That is going to go bust with Aschala. You go with the daytime. So how do we pass him? You'd expect Machlokas Rush on the one side, Agos Maimonides on the other side, the other Rishonim don't talk about it. You'd expect Maran Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, you'd expect him to pass him like the Rush. He does not. He paskens like that goes Maimonios. The Beis Yosef quotes that based on the Chuvus Maril and Simon Vav and the Orchus Chaim, Hakol Holeich Acharas Cholas Hasuda. We always go with the beginning of when did the meal start, and this is true for Purim, it's true for Rosh Chodesh, it's true for Shabbos. We always go with the Cholas Hasuda. Darkei Moshe and Ostes on the bottom of Beis Yosef writes V'chein Aminuk Pashul Askiro. That's our minhag. Shalashunas ends late. Don't worry, you could still say Ritzei in the benching. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Chesiv Yud paskins this way without mentioning any other shita. The only problem is that if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Vav, there's Machlokas Mechaber Ramah. What if you're having a meal on Friday and then Shabbos starts? So do you say Ritzei in that benching? So if the Shulchan Aruch really meant it, Hakol Holech Achar Haschalas Hasuda, we look at when the Suda began, would you say Ritzei in such a benching? Certainly not. The Suda started on Friday. Says the Mechaber, say Ritzei in the benching. What? The Ramah says, wait, Mechaber, remember Kuf Peches? You were with me. The Ramah actually says that. He said, you were with me in Kuf Peches. You know, we both said, go with the Haschalas Suda. Where have you gone? Now all of a sudden you're going to say Ritzei? So the Magen Avram suggests when the Mechaber passes that you go basal the Haschalas Suda, he was really saying that he's Mesupak. He doesn't know whether to pass like the Rosh HaGos Maimonios, so you might as well just always throw in that passage, whatever the passage may be. Misafik, you do it, you have nothing to lose. Misafik, you say the Alav Yavam, Misafik, you say the Ritzei, that's how the Magen Avraham is Miyashev. Ravadia Nachuvan, Chil Gimel Samadune, quotes other answers to that issue. He suggests that maybe it's based on Afuke Yoma Ma'achrinan, that the reason you don't say Yalav Yavam, let's say, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Motzai Shabbos, and you're benching later. So he says maybe that's because if you're going to say Yalav Yavo, it's going to delay the end of Shabbos. So then Ravadi discusses whether that's in fact true, whether that's really an issue, and whether it really resolves this issue in the Shulchan Aruch. Be that as it may, we generally paskin that we go basad ascholas hasuda. For the most part, like the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Ramah says, you go basad ascholas hasuda. Mishra Brura writes in Sifkat Namid Beis, the reason for that is that when you eat a kezayis of food on a day that requires a special benching, you have now generated a chiyuv of that special benching. That chiyuv doesn't just disappear. The chiyuv can't go away. So that chiyuv has to be fulfilled. And therefore, whenever you do your benching, you're going to have to fulfill that chiyuv. Mishbur and Sivkat Namad Gimel explains that if Motzai Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and you finish the meal before nightfall, even though you're benching after nightfall, you say Ritzei, because we go with the Haschalas Hasu'uda. And the same is true tonight. If you're eating on a regular Rosh Chodesh, and even if you finish the Su'uda entirely on Rosh Chodesh, you're going to bench afterwards, you say Yalav Yavo, because we go with the Haschalas Hasu'uda. What's called starting a Su'uda? So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Nud Zayin Har Lamed Hei, he quotes from Ketzos HaShulchan, that if it's starting Su'uda means you ate a Kesayis B'Kedei Achilas Pras, which would mean that when you start your Shalashudas, you have to start your Shalashudas not just a second before Shkia, that you should try to make sure that you have a Kesayis B'Kedei Achilas Pras before Shkia, not to get involved in any Suffolk. The Ber Hetiv in Simon Kof Peches points out, and if more than 72 minutes have passed since the end of Shabbos, then you wouldn't be able to say Ritzei anymore, because that food's already digested. What's the halacha of Ebruch Samazon? If sheer equal passes, I'm saying 72 minutes, not so passionate, but if sheer equal passes, the amount of time that it takes to digest the food passes, then you're no longer allowed to bench on it. Okay, so you continue to eat into nightfall. Yeah, but that continuation of your eating is not Mechayev or Ritzei. The Ritzei, you were Mechayev yourself by what you ate beforehand. So you're not going to be able to bench on that, says the Ber Hetiv. Rav Ozner in the Tshuva Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Ches says, nice Ber Hetiv, we don't paskin that way. That we assume that as long as it's part of the same Su'uda, and you started the Su'uda before, it doesn't matter how late your Shalosh Shudas goes, you could be the biggest Hasidic Rebbe in the world, you could finish your Shalosh Shudas on Tuesday, you're still going to say Ritzei in the benching. He doesn't really say that, but you're still going to say Ritzei in the benching. Are there exceptions to this rule? There are many. First of all, Mishabur and Sivkal Namabez writes, if you already davened Mariv, you can no longer say Ritzei, because then it looks like a Tarti Desasri. Mariv, you're declaring it's already a weekday, and then you're going to say Ritzeh, you're declaring it's still Shabbos. Ravad, you discuss is maybe that's Dafka for the Marav Motzai Shabbos where you say Havdalah. They also, the Mishabru is not sure, what if you say Baruch HaMavdil in Kodesh L'chol? You didn't say Marav, you said Baruch HaMavdil in Kodesh L'chol. Can you still say Ritzeh? He's not sure, we try to avoid that issue as much as we can. Second possible exception, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo Reish Samachal Sivkat Nehe says, maybe Motzai Pesach is different. You ate all your Pesach Dikah food well into the night after Pesach is over, and now you want a bench. He says, I don't know if you can say Chag HaMatzos Hazeh Bizman Heter Achilas Chametz, when it's mutter to eat Chametz. Okay, maybe it's just the shame of the Chag, but something rubs Rav Shlomo Zalman the wrong way about saying Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. Another exception, Mishmur Tafrei Sad Yesif Tazayin says that maybe Purim is different. That if you daven, even though we said if you daven Mariv, so now it's too late, you can no longer say Mein Amar or the previous day, maybe on Purim, if you leave your Suda in the middle and go daven Mariv and come back and finish your Suda, you can still say Al Anisim. Why on earth would Purim be different? Two possibilities. Either because the day after Purim is also Shtik Purim. Why? Because it's Shushan Purim, unless you're celebrating Purim in Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't have that Svara. Or because we want to encourage that you not daven Mariv after you've entirely completed your Su'uda. People are often not in a state to daven Mariv, so we'd rather encourage davening Mariv earlier, so we'll say, don't worry, you could still say Alanisim, but we'd rather daven Mariv earlier. Very common shaila, Sheva Brachos. The last day of Sheva Brachos, they start the Su'uda on the last day of Sheva Brachos. By the time they finish, the day's over already. Can you recite the Sheva Brachos by benching? Rav Shechter told us in YU once, one of the Rashi Yeshiva, all the Rashi Yeshiva got together and made Sheva Brachos because one of the children, one of the Rashi Yeshiva got married, and Kanohug, the young couple, came an hour and a half late to the Sheva Brachos. So by the time they got to benching, the Sheva Brachos actually was the last day. The Sheva Brachos were already over. They didn't know, can we say the Sheva Brachos, can we not? One Rosh Yeshiva raises his hand, he said, no, I know that in a certain sefer, it says, Beferish, that you're allowed to say the Sheva Brachos, is still within Me'ez La'ez, and Rabbi Lam at the time said, you're the one that says that we're allowed to say it. You're saying all seven brachos because we're not going to risk a bracha levatala. So they made him say all seven brachos. Rav Shach said we all went back afterwards and we looked up the halacha and it said directly not that way. Shari Tshuva writes not that way in Kufei Chesiv Zayin not to say the seven brachos because the brachos don't necessarily relate to the su'uda. The brachos it's a good lamdus. And what exactly is the mechayiv of seven brachos? Is it the birchas hamazon? Is it the su'uda? Is it the simcha? Is it this? Good, nice lamdus, but not necessarily that it's directly related to the su'uda like a normal ritzei or yale v'yavo. In Piskei Tshuvas in Kuf Peches in footnote 99, he quotes a whole bunch of tziru from Lahakel that maybe you could be mekel. The minig is certainly to be mekel, and this is pointed out by Rav Azun and Shevet Levi Chelik Alv Simon Lamentes. The minig is certainly to be mekel when the last day of Shavu Brachos is Shabbos and your su'uda shlishis goes into the night. So then we do say the Shavu Brachos because then you have an additional svar to Sefer Shabbos that it's still sort of Shabbos. Okay. The most common and crucial issue, and this will be the last thing we discuss, is what if there's a conflict? What if Motzoi Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh? So yeah, I could say Ritzei, go basa da aschala suda say Ritzei. What about Yalav Yavo? Do I say Yalav Yavo? I've been eating the whole time. So I ate a little bit on Rosh Chodesh also. So what about Yalav Yavo? Mishra Brura says that he would paskin that you know. So what do we have over here? You have a conflict Ritzei versus Yalav Yavo, so why not say both? You ate on Shabbos, you ate after Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh, say both. No, but that looks like a tarti disasri. That looks like it's contradictory. It can't be both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. So the Mishmura says Yalav Yavo wins. You say the Yalav Yavo. Why? Because remember, we started with the machlokas whether you're going to say Ritzei if you're benching on Motzai Shabbos. There's no machlokas whether you say Yalav Yavo if you ate a kazayas on Rosh Chodesh. That, there's no machlokas. Go with the one that there's no machlokas about. Yalav Yavo wins. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. But then he quotes a Taz who says that, no, say both. It's okay. Give up. Don't worry about the Tarti Tassasri. Say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. The Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins like the Taz. From what I understand, Lubavitchers don't do Shalashuddis nowadays anymore, but when they used to do Shalashuddis, they would pass on Shulchan Aruch Harav, and they would dafka, eat more after nightfall, so that they create that double chiyuv, because that's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins, double chiyuv, Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. We do the opposite. We try very hard, and Mishmura, and this is recommended by Shmir Kolchas B'Shem Rosh Zalman. We try very hard not to eat after Shkia when Rosh Chodesh is going to fall on Sunday, and then you avoid the Shaila. Then you could go Basra Eschal and say, push comes to shove, and you did. Halach is you say Yalav Yavo, and you don't say Ritzei. If Chanukah or Purim is Matzoy Shabbos, you say Ritzei though, because Alanisim is a lesser chiyuv. Alanisim is a reshus; it's not a chiyuv, and you say Ritzei. And even the Taz, who says normally you can say both, holds that on Chanukah and Purim you can't say both. Why? The Taz says you can say both because you could say Ritzei then Yalav Yavo because Shabbos came on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh came on Sunday, and you're saying it in that order. Al Hanisim is before Ritzei. So the Taz would say, you can't do Al Hanisim and then Ritzei if Chanukah or Purim is on Sunday, because the Al Hanisim can't be said before the Ritzei, since Sunday does not come before Shabbos. So those are some of the basic halachas.